This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
25 pro handicappers, $30,000 on the line. This is the Circa Friday Football Invitational, presented by Omaha Steaks on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Here's your host, Matt Eumanns.
All right, we're back. Hour number two, football Friday night in Las Vegas, and that means Omaha Steaks. Football meets flavor of the VSiN and Omaha Steaks, the official sponsor of the Circa Friday Football Invitational. I can tell you tonight's steaks are outstanding. Right now, you score 16 free Smashburgers with any order of $129 or more, plus 50% off site-wide. OmahaSteaks.com/VSIN for more information. All right, Weston Stratman was the original average Joe, grew up in Minnesota, now lives in Nashville, Tennessee. He's on the show tonight out of Nashville. Weston, how was your Thanksgiving? How you doing? And stay alive in this contest. You're fighting for survival.
Yeah, I had a good Thanksgiving. I had some family down in Nashville. It's a little cold here right now. It's kind of, you know, Dave Ross has been complaining quite a bit. But other than that, things are going pretty good.
Super Dave Ross does not complain about many things. He might be upset about the way the Cowboys played last night in Detroit. But Super Dave relocated a little bit north of Nashville. Have you had a chance to hang out with Dave since he moved there?
Yeah, we met up a while back and at Circa up there in Kentucky and watched a Monday Night Football or a Sunday Night Football game. I can't remember. Yeah, we got together one time.
All right, so Friday night plays are eligible for the contest this season if they kick off at 4:30 p.m. Pacific or later. We got a couple of later games tonight. 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern kickoffs. UNLV, Boise State, North Texas Tulane. I'm going to mention these plays here before we get going with Weston because we have a bunch of plays on tonight's two games. The number in UNLV, Boise State here at Circa is now 6. The total is 60. We lock in the numbers for this contest at 10 a.m. on Friday mornings here at Circa Sports. We have three contestants on Boise State. Steve Fezzik, Scott Pritchard, and a team of Frank Betty and Anthony Curtis on Boise minus 5. We've got five contestants on UNLV. The Bear, Chris Felica, Alex White, Kenny White, Chris Piper, and Frank Carulli, all on UNLV plus 5. Kenny White is also on UNLV Boise State over the total of 59.5. North Texas and Tulane also about to kick off. Chris Piper on North Texas minus 2. Alex White and Frank Carulli on Tulane plus 2. We've got three contestants on the over. Scott Pritchard, Kenny White, and Frank Carulli all on over 66.5, and that is the best bet in the contest for Scott Pritchard tonight. Weston Stratman, obviously the Friday night games did not appeal to you. Do you not have bets tonight?
Yeah, I'm not really too big of a college guy. I don't handicap too much of that, so I passed on those tonight.
All right, let's get into you do have a you say you're not much of a college guy, but your best bet's college football. You got, looks like this week, five NFL plays, two college football plays. And I'm going to start with your best bet. It's a high-profile game, and you are opposite Chris Massaro. He was just in studio making a case for the Alabama Crimson Tide. You're going to go Georgia minus 2 as your best bet. Weston, why do you like the Bulldogs?
Well, I should rephrase that. I guess I mainly watch just SEC football, those, so I kind of focus on that. But I've watched just what every snap of both these teams this season, and I just feel the Dogs are playing way more of a complete game right now. Early in the season, they got the sluggish starts in the first half, and the second half, Kirby had made adjustments, and they had to get the game turned around. The Dogs, when they played them a couple months ago, they held Bama to 0 second-half points in that matchup. So not saying it's going to be a shutout, but I'll gladly lay 2 points with the Dogs on a neutral site where they're actually pretty much a home team this weekend.
Being a guy who lives in Nashville, do you go to many Vanderbilt games, and do you have a bet on Diego Pavia, the Vandy quarterback, to win the Heisman?
I do go to Vandy games, and I do not have a bet on Diego, and it's absolutely killing me because I thought about it this preseason when he was like 150-1, so yeah, it's a dagger, absolute dagger right now.
Well, how about Chris Massaro, who's just in studio? He's we've talked about this in the last couple of months. He had two bets on Pavia to win the Heisman at 300-1. So, you know, he's hoping both Big Ten quarterbacks struggle in that game in Indianapolis on Saturday to open the door for Pavia to win the Heisman, but a great bet by Chris on Diego Pavia to win the Heisman at 300-1. All right, best bet for Weston Stratman, Georgia -2 against Alabama. Weston, I know you like to bet a lot of futures. You've been very successful with it. Do you have any in the works in college football?
I do have some Georgia, like 14-1, I believe. But that's about it this year.
Okay. How about the ACC championship game here? Virginia, you're going to play the Cavs, 3.5-point favorites against Duke.
Yeah, this is what was the last play on my card today, and I'm playing some chess with this one. So I'm aggregating the self-proclaimed great aggregator, Steve Fezzik, with this one. Earlier today, he mentioned the play on VSiN, and I figured he would use it in the contest. So I'm just trying to, you know, cut down if he is, and I'll have, you know, six games of my own this week. This kind of aggregation of his play.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned Steve Fezzik because we're going to show his plays here in a minute. And you and Fezzik have a side wager in this contest. I believe you bet dinner and berries. I'm not sure. What's the bet between you and Fezzik here?
Yeah, we have a little cash on it, then dinner and berries as well. So that will be a very, very interesting dinner.
All right. So I, you know, not out of hate, I'm sure you were hoping Fezzik missed the cut a week ago, and he made it barely. We had to go to the fourth tiebreaker, and on the fourth best bet tiebreaker, Steve Fezzik made the cut, and Drew Bridges missed it. Let's take a look at the standings here, and there's the tiebreaker rules you can see there for the contest. We go in reverse order on the best bets if there's a tie for cuts. Last week's best bet, Fezzik and Drew Bridges each had a winner. We had to go reverse order and to the fourth tiebreaker, and that's where Fezzik had a winner and Drew Bridges had a loser. Tough way to lose, but I'll say I talked to Drew Bridges, last year's average Joe champ out of Boise, and Drew had a great attitude about it, and more people should have a great attitude like Drew had about losing the tiebreaker in a tough way. That was a bad beat. Drew Bridges and the defending champ Chuck Edel fell by the wayside a week ago. Steve Fezzik made the cut. Tony Gordon and Weston Stratman right there above Fezzik, 0.5 point. So you've got a 0.5-point lead on Fezzik. You got a head-to-head bet with him. And we're going to show you Steve Fezzik's plays here, and you can react to his card. Fezzik trying to stay alive, just like you here, and you correctly called it his best bet, Virginia -3.5 against Duke. Is that what you expected?
I wasn't sure it'd be his best bet, but I was pretty sure he was going to take them.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah, that's actually his best bet, and I know that was a play he had on a numbers game with Gil Alexander. Virginia -3.5, the best bet this week for Steve Fezzik, who's 43-46-2, 47.5 points. He is 7-6 on the best bets. You can follow him at Fezzik Sports. Also on the card this week for Fezzik, how about Indiana +4.5 against Ohio State? I mentioned Boise, a 5-point favorite against UNLV tonight, and Texas Tech, 12.5-point favorite against BYU. NFL on Fezzik's card. Vikings +2 against the Commanders. Packers -6.5 against the Bears. And Eagles 2.5-point favorites against the Chargers on Monday night. Weston, you want to react to Fezzik's card there now that you have a chance to see it?
Pretty interesting. We lined up on three plays together. So
yep.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Weston Stratman is 43-45-3, 48 points. And Weston's been a bit of a struggle for you handicapping this season, right? What's gone right? What's not quite gone right for you?
I'm not sure. I haven't really had any good weeks. You know, usually every year you have a couple weeks where you have, you know, 6-1, you know, 5-2, 5-2. And I just kind of, last week I kind of did pretty well. I think it was 5-2 last week, but other than that, the whole year it's been, you know, 4-3, 3-4. It's just been average. So I haven't really had a couple good weeks here yet. So hopefully, I mean, if I can stick in it this week and put some good weeks together, I can get right back in it because I think I'm only, I don't know, 6 or 7 points out of third place, I think.
Not too far away. If you can get it hot, you can make a big move in this contest. No doubt about it. We talked about that in the previous hour with Chris Massaro. A lot of time left. This is a 20-week contest this week. This year, if you can stay alive and survive the cuts. Weston, we talked about Georgia -2, Virginia -3.5. How about the common plays you got with Fezzik on the NFL card? First, let's go to Packers, 6.5-point favorites against the Bears.
Yeah, the Packers have dominated this series at home. I think the Packers have won 8 of the last 9 games. Not that it really matters, but the defense this year is one of the best in the league, and I think they can expose Caleb Williams and force some turnovers. I think his Bears team is pretty fraudulent at 9-3 with their point differential of only +6. I just think this weekend things are going to fall apart, and the Packers will be able to cover the 6.5.
Packers laying 6.5, a play here for Weston Stratman. Monday night, you're laying 2.5 with the Eagles against the Chargers.
Yeah, the Chargers are dealing with some major offensive line injuries still, and the whole questionableness about Justin Herbert is kind of the reason I went with this. He's probably going to start, I think, but you know, his mobility is going to be limited, and that's going to affect the offense explosiveness. And yeah, I know Jalen Carter's out, but Philly's defense is still pretty strong. I think they control the game, and I think the Eagles can put enough points on the board to cover the 2.5.
All right, let's get one more play here for you from you right before the break, and then we'll get the final two on the other side. The game of the week in the NFL, I'm surprised this was not flexed to Sunday night. Titans and Browns. Your hometown team, we'll call it, the Titans, 4-point dogs at Cleveland. Why do you like the Titans here?
Not a ton to say about this one, but until Shedeur Sanders proves he's actually even a mediocre NFL quarterback, I'll be taking the points when it's available on their opponents. So, and in November, the Titans played the Chargers, Texans, and Seahawks, and they kept all those games within a touchdown or less. So I'll take the 4 points here with a total of 33.5.
Yeah, Titans were the worst NFL team against the number for a long time, but they've actually covered some lately. And how about that low total, 33.5 to 34 in Cleveland? Weston Stratman on the Titans +4. We got two more plays. In fact, he's on an underdog that our contest co-leader, Jason Jarvis, loves. We'll talk about that next on the Friday Football Invitation.
Circa Friday Football Invitational, presented by Omaha Steaks on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, we're back here on the Friday Football Invitational. Weston Stratman, the original Average Joe, with his card this week. We've talked about five of his plays. We've got two more to go. And his best bet, Georgia -2 against Alabama. Weston, we got a couple more NFL plays from you. You can follow Weston on X at Guy in Cornfields. And Weston, you came up with that Twitter handle way back when, 8.5, 9 years ago, when we started VSiN. You found the show My Guys in the Desert with Brent Musburger. How did you find VSiN way back in the early days?
To be honest with you, I don't even remember. I don't even remember how I found it. But yeah, it was a
was it through Sirius XM radio? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And I was back when I was living in Minnesota, and I'd have to drive down to Iowa to play some bets once in a while, so kind of thought it'd be funny to do a remake of with guy in the cornfields. So
take a look at Weston's card again. Georgia -2, his best bet. He's also on Virginia -3.5 against Duke in the ACC championship game. Eagles -2.5 on Monday night. On Sunday, he's got Packers -6.5 and Titans +4. How about this game in the AFC South? Colts 2-point favorites at Jacksonville. Colts have a troubling history with the Jaguars, especially on the road, but you're going to lay 2 here. Why is that?
I think it's a good bounce back spot for the Colts coming off back-to-back losses. It's a very important game for both teams as they're tied for first place in the division, but I think the balanced passing attack and running attack of the Colts will give the Jags defense some fits. The Colts have been very efficient this year in sustaining drives, you know, converting third downs and scoring the red zone. I think they can cover the 2 points here.
Colts -2, and here's the play that Jason Jarvis, our co-leader of the contest, loves. And I believe Jarvis has this as his best bet. He does. Falcons +7. You don't obviously love this as much as Jarvis. It's not your best bet, but a major card. Why do you like the Falcons catching 7 against the Seahawks?
I was looking at this one for a while, and the Falcons in their last 4 losses have kept every single game within 6 points. So they're playing games close, and they can be extremely painful to watch at times with Kirk Cousins immobile at quarterback just standing there. But they still do a pretty good job moving the ball up and down the field and putting up points. And then their defense has been pretty aggressive this year. I think they're one of the top blitzing teams in the NFL. And obviously Sam, as a Vikings fan and watching the meltdown last season from Sam Darnold in the playoffs, I think he can, the Falcons can cause some fits for Sam Darnold and keep this game within 7 points.
That's right. Falcons plus seven. The final play there from Weston Stratman. You've had a lot of success in this contest the last couple of years. Stay alive, survive, and hopefully get on a run. Good luck this weekend, Weston.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good night.
All right, that's Weston Stratman out of Nashville, Tennessee. Let's look at some more plays in the contest this week. How about Tony Gordon out of California, your former Circa Millions champ? And Tony, part of a, I believe it's a 10-member team that just cashed in the Circa Grandissimo. So I guess we call Tony Gordon a double champ. He's got the blue jacket for winning the Circa Millions contest. And now a share of Circa Grandissimo. In 2021, when Tony won the Circa Million, he had the best ATS record in the history of the contest. Right now in this contest on Friday night, he's 45-45-1 and 5-8 on the best bets. Follow him at Durbify, D-U-R-B-I-F-Y. He's trying to rally here down the stretch. And we just talked about the Colts-Jaguars game with Weston Stratman. That happens to be the best bet this week for Tony Gordon, but it's the total. He's playing Colts-Jags under 46.5 as his best bet. And Tony with seven NFL plays on his card this week. Let's take a look at all those right now. How about Chiefs? 3.5-point favorites against the Texans on Sunday night. We had Chris Massaro in studio. In the first hour, Chris making a case for the Texans taking 3.5. Tony Gordon's going to lay it with the home favorite in Kansas City on Sunday night. And interesting number, I'll tell you about that game. Coming up here, there's some trends. The Chiefs have won 5 consecutive games against the Texans. And I think there's a situational advantage here for the Chiefs. How about this? I got this from Evan Abrams of Action Network. Teams playing a road or neutral site game the week before going to Kansas City to face the Chiefs with Mahomes. Teams in that situation are 2-21 straight up. Only 2 quarterbacks to win, Joe Burrow and Josh Allen. All other quarterbacks 0-20 straight up. I know C.J. Stroud's going to have to play a lot better if the Texans are going to cover that game in Kansas City on Sunday night. Not too impressed with Stroud lately. Or last week in Indianapolis. Tony Gordon is on Chiefs 3.5-point favorites. He's also going to lay the 6 with the Ravens against the Steelers. And how about this? In a regular season and John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin matchups, the underdog, 24-7-3 against the spread. When the line is 3 or more, the dog 23-5-3 ATS. A lot of trends here point to the dog, but Tony Gordon's going to lay it with the Ravens minus 6. And if you watch that Steelers offense and Aaron Rodgers, Steelers are tough to support right now. So Tony Gordon is going to fade the Steelers. He's also going to play Dolphins, Jets over 41. He's playing Packers, 6.5-point favorites against the Bears. And believe it or not, the Bears won in week 18 last year in Green Bay. Well, they are 1-11 straight up against the Packers in the last 12. And that was the one win in week 18 when it seemed like the Packers were asleep at the wheel. And the trend is 1-11 straight up against the Packers in the past 12, 2-10 against the spread. Tony Gordon on Packers, 6.5-point favorites. He's also on Saints as 8.5-point dogs at Tampa Bay. And he does have the Bills, 5.5-point favorites against the Bengals. So he's playing a few favorites, a few bigger favorites on the card this week for Tony Gordon. Bills 5.5, Packers 6.5, Ravens 6. His best bet, though, Colts Jaguars under the total of 46.5. How about Pimlico Frank Carulli? Frank is a horse racing odds maker and analyst for First Bet and Express Bet. And I believe Frank's going to be in studio here next Friday night. Frank 44-44-3, 7-6 on the best bets at one point, not too long ago, it seems, maybe a month, 6 weeks ago. Frank was leading this contest. Now he's break even, and Frank is in 11th place. So we're talking about the contestants who are trying to survive the cut. Steve Fezzik, Weston Stratman, Tony Gordon, Frank Carulli in the most danger this week. But again, you're not too far away from the bottom or the top in this contest. You get hot, you can make a big climb up the standings. Here's Frank Carulli's card, and he's going to the MAC for his best bet. How about Western Michigan, 1.5 against Miami of Ohio. Laying a point and a half with the Broncos is the best bet. That's Frank Carulli. He's also got, again, three plays tonight, and these games are underway. North Texas just scored a touchdown against Tulane. Frank has got North Texas Tulane over the total of 66.5. He's also got the Green Wave plus two against the Mean Green. Green Wave plus two against the Mean Green for Frank Carulli, and UNLV plus five against Boise. That game is underway tonight in Boise, Idaho. Scoreless right now in the first quarter. Three more plays for Frank Carulli and two in college championship games. He's going to lay it with the Buckeyes, Ohio State minus 4.5 against Indiana. And he's also going to lay it with the Bulldogs, Georgia minus two against Alabama. One NFL total for Frank. The only NFL play on his card, Bengals Bills over 52.5 in Buffalo on Sunday. That's Frank Carulli's card. He's in 11th. He's tied with the Edwin Meyer, Carl Sack team. They're up 44-46-1, also with 49 points. Here's the card for Meyer and Sack this week, and they're going with a total in the NFL as the best bet. They have the tiebreaker edge over Frank. Meyer and Sack 9-4 on the tiebreaker. That's the second best record and the best bets in this contest. So they have that going for them, which is nice. Dolphins, Jets over the total of 41. The best bet for Edwin Meyer and Carl Sack. Also in the NFL side, Falcons plus 7 against the Seahawks. Titans plus 4 at Cleveland. Bills, 5.5-point favorites against the Bengals. And right here in our backyard, you got to have some courage or something else to take this team. I kind of like this play, too. Think it might be crazy. Raiders plus 7.5 against the Broncos. You might be able to find a 8 out there if you're interested in the ugly home dog. I don't see 8s on the screen right now, but it might pop up over the weekend. Raiders plus 7.5 on the Edwin Meyer, Carl Sack card. Two more plays. Both totals in college football championship games. Texas Tech, BYU, under 49.5. And Ohio State, Indiana, under 48. There you go. That's the photo there is Carl Sack out of Colorado. Ed and Carl from Killer Sports. And Edwin Meyer, a former Circa Survivor co-champ back in 2020. All right. Football meets flavor with VSiN and Omaha Steaks. In fact, check out what we got in front of us. If it looks half eaten, that's because it is. It's so good, it's too hard to resist. Turn your holiday table into a show-stopping feast with Omaha Steaks and the Butcher's Cut Chateaubriand. Again, omahasteaks.com/VSiN. Back in a couple minutes with Chris Piper.
Is the Circa Friday Football Invitational presented by Omaha Steaks on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, for those of you who have not joined VSiN Pro yet, now's the time. We've extended our Black Friday special for one final week for just $60. You get full VSiN Pro access all the way through May 1st. That's going to include daily best bets from our hosts and guests, real-time betting splits from DraftKings, Circa, and Bracco, AI prop tools. Everyone's been talking about it. You can get those as well as 24/7 video access on the VSiN Watch app. You're going to get full coverage all the way through the major sports, college hoops and March Madness, the NFL Draft, the Masters, and more. How about with our college football playoffs betting guide dropping next week? The timing cannot be better. College football playoff bracket can be announced this weekend. Black Friday special ends after Sunday. Don't miss it. VSiN.com/subscribe. VSIN.com/subscribe. All right, back here in studio with Chris Piper, Las Vegas Pro Bettor. You've had a lot of success in this contest as well, and you're doing it again, Piper, right now in eighth place, 48-43. How's your football season gone as a whole?
Very good.
Yeah.
Money-wise and betting-wise, and it's done. I've done very, very, very good. Normally in college, I don't do very much in the pros, but college wagering has been very good for me.
You don't do much in the pros, but you are a former Circa Survivor co-champ.
Yes. And I love contests.
Yeah.
And that was a contest. And it was basically pick a winner without the spread and move on.
How'd the contest go for you this year?
This year I was out by week. I had five entries. I was out by week 10. Carolina lost to the Saints.
Okay. That knocked you out of Circa Survivor?
Yes.
How about the Westgate College Football Super Contest? Did you enter that?
I did not enter that. Mr. Pritchard, I think he had like six or seven entries. He's doing well. He still has one with, I think there's eight people in that contest.
Oh, that's the Survivor at the Westgate. I was talking about the college football contest.
No, I did not play that. Yeah. I did not play that.
How about the Bear, Chris Felica? I got to give him props. He finished eighth in the Westgate College Contest, so he cashed. I know he was bemoaning a couple of bad breaks down the stretch and some key games, but Chris Felica finished in the top 10 in the Westgate College Contest. And like you mentioned, your buddy Scott Pritchard still alive in the Westgate Survivor Contest.
Yes. And I'll be probably playing both of those next year, probably the college and the Survivor over at Westgate.
Well, you're at the Westgate. I see you there a lot.
Not all the time.
Not
but,
as
you
much
know.
As Frank Carulli, but you're there a lot.
Yeah, I like to play the horses too.
Frank Carulli at the Westgate Sportsbook almost every day. All right, Chris, you played two of the games tonight, so let's talk about those. The games are in progress right now. You've got on your red shirt. You're an Indiana Hoosier, just like Wes Reynolds, but you're also a UNLV Rebel. So tonight you took UNLV plus +5 at Boise State.
Yeah, I like Calandria. He's been playing really well. UNLV's, after the Boise State game, they've been giving up, I think they gave up 10 points to Colorado State. They gave up 10 points to Hawaii, 17 to Nevada, and they went in overtime with Utah State. They've been playing pretty good defensively with Gunnar Cunningham taking doing a little bit differently with the defense in the last four or five games.
At UNLV, defense is much improved. Remember, early in the season, it was a laughingstock, butt of jokes, right, how bad UNLV was defensively. And then Rebels late in the season shut down Hawaii, shut down Nevada, and this defense tonight, I think, just finally gave up a touchdown here to Boise in the first quarter, right?
I did not see that.
I think Boise just took the lead while we were talking. But the UNLV defense has been much improved over what it was early in the season. UNLV plus +5. You've been out here in the circuit book watching the game. Do you like what you see early?
Well, UNLV first drive, they were moving down the field. They fumbled on the 40-something yard line or whatever. And is you know they had the momentum or whatever. And the guy was trying for more yardage. And, of course, he fumbles the ball and changes the momentum and changes the field position.
I noticed that turnover. To turn the field and flip things Boise's way. UNLV plus +5, a play for Chris Piper. Also, North Texas minus -2 at Tulane. Why did you like the Mean Green over the Green Wave?
Because they score. They score all the time. I mean, they average, I think the last three games, they've been in the 50s every game. And this team will, you know, right now it's 7-0. But I believe they'll outlast Tulane at least by 3. I think I'm laying 2.
North Texas up a touchdown right now, and it looks like Tulane is at the doorstep trying to tie this game. This is a 12-play drive, and Tulane inside the 5. All right, Chris Piper, for those who don't remember, what's your background growing up in the state of Indiana?
I was born in Indiana. My dad was born and raised in South Bend, Indiana. He was a coach, high school coach.
Football coach, right?
Football coach, correct, and other sports. And we basically decided after I was 5, it was time to go to California. That's when he became a junior college coach in California. And, I loved Indiana, you know, for the time period or whatever, being young. I don't remember too much of it.
I was going to say, you loved it. You left there when you were 5.
Well, I just remember the snow. Throwing the snowballs. Right. That's what I remember. That's all I remember. Uh-huh. It was cold, too. And you go to the West Coast or whatever, it was like, hey, this is a lot better, Dad. Thanks. Thank you very much.
So you did not play football in the state of Indiana, but you are an Indiana Hoosiers fan.
Yes, I was a big Bobby Knight fan.
Growing up.
And the football team has always been pretty low, but this is the best two seasons they've had in
history.
In history, that's true.
By far. So even growing up in California, you were a Bob Knight Indiana basketball fan.
Correct.
Did you play high school football in California?
No, I went. I was 6'4", 165 when I graduated high school. My sport was basketball, baseball, and golf.
Okay,
those are the three I played.
Now you're 6'4", and you weigh quite a bit more than 165.
Oh, quite a bit more. You know that's true, but you can't help it. You know you live in Vegas or whatever with all these restaurants around here.
Well, let's talk about the Big Ten championship game. In Indianapolis, our buddy Wes Reynolds is there, and he's optimistic about the Hoosiers. they've proven a lot of people wrong along the way to 12-0. And will they do it again here against a 12-0 Ohio State team? Number one versus number two, Indiana, a 4.5-point dog. But you're not going to play the side in the contest. You're playing the total over 48, which is interesting because we have the top two scoring defenses in college football, and you're playing this over 48.
Well, for the Heisman Trophy, I'm just saying Mendoza's going to win the Heisman Trophy.
Are you? I get it. I get to play on words. Yeah.
Because I think he's going to have a heck of a game here. I think they're going to go all out against Ohio State. I think they're going to be throwing the ball. I think they'll be at least throwing the ball 40 times because they're – defense, Ohio State's got great defense, sure, but they haven't played anybody.
Right.
This is their toughest test right now. I mean, Indiana at least played Oregon, and they went up to Oregon and beat them, and I was on the other side.
Yeah. You didn't like the Hoosiers that week. You were in studio here.
Right. I know. I know. I made a mistake, you know. It's given. Right. There's not much I could do.
Right. I was on Indiana that week, and I was at the Michigan-USC game that day, and we were outside the stadium watching it. And Indiana took it to Oregon on the road that day, and I think that's when they converted a lot of people into believers, right?
Right, and I just think, I mean, you've got two 11-0 teams. You got basically the Heisman Trophy out there between one or the other, and I just think they're going to – I mean, I think Ohio State has the best two wide receivers in the country, but I believe it's going to be an up-and-down game. I see the defenses. I understand they don't give up very many points, but they haven't really played anybody.
Right.
You know, I just think this is indoors – and I just think it's going to be a high-scoring game.
Yeah, I would say the bottom half of the Big Ten, even once you get past the top five or 16, pretty weak this year.
Right.
A lot of soft teams in the Big Ten. Not too many really good quarterbacks. And that's what I was talking about with Ohio State. If you look at the schedule, now Arch Manning stunk in week one.
Terrible.
Right? So you can't say that was a great Texas offense or a great quarterback. Who on the Buckeyes' schedule have they faced that impresses you in terms of a quarterback or an offense? Illinois, Washington, that's it. That's not much.
Not much at all.
Indiana, I think, you know, Chris Massaro was in here the first hour, and he said, you know, these teams are going to be at buys. They're not going to show much. I think this game means everything to Indiana.
I think so, too. I think so, too. I think they're going to go all out.
Yep.
Last year, if you remember, Ohio State they were up double digits, and they were on like the 1 or 2 yard line. And a minute left to go. Instead of kneeling, they went in the end zone. I think Indiana remembers that, too.
Cignetti remembers that.
Oh, well, for sure.
Kurt Cignetti, 23-2 in 2 years. You don't think he remembers that late score and all the trash talk the Buckeyes
most
threw
definitely
at him after that game? And also, look, he's still trying to build the program, too. Even though he said last year, we're an emerging powerhouse, superpower in college football. They still haven't won a bowl game. They still haven't won a Big Ten title.
True.
And Kurt Cignetti is really going to want to win this game. And, like you said, the Heisman up for grabs. And do you think the winner of this game, I don't know if it's that simple, because Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia could sneak in.
I don't think
but
so.
if Indiana wins the game and Fernando Mendoza plays well, he's got to be your Heisman winner.
I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Whoever wins is going to be the Heisman winner.
All right, so Chris Piper on Ohio State, Indiana over the total of 48. He's also on two college games tonight. UNLV is a 5-point dog at Boise. That game's late in the first quarter. Boise with a 7-0 lead. He's also on North Texas -2 at Tulane. And North Texas has a 7-0 lead, and Tulane inside the 5-yard line in the final minute, the first quarter of that one. So we've got four more plays here from Chris Piper after the break. Stay tuned to the Circa Friday Football Invitation.
This is the Circa Friday Football Invitational, presented by Omaha Steaks on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Football meets flavor with VSiN and Omaha Steaks, the official sponsor of the Circa Friday Football Invitational. Bring holiday cheers to your table and impress your guest with the ultimate centerpiece, the Butcher's Cut Chateaubriand Roast, USDA certified, very tender, paired with rich roasted garlic mashed potatoes. And Brussels sprouts with bacon and shallots. So I'm not going to recommend the Brussels sprouts. I can't recommend everything, and I don't like those. Chris, everything
tasty,
else is great, but I'm not going to recommend the Brussels sprouts. If you like them, order them. I'm not going to. Top it off with molten lava cakes. Man, that's that stuff is excellent. I had that. For a meal that wins every time, right now, score 16 free Smashburgers plus 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com/vsin. From holiday kickoff to final dessert, Omaha Steaks delivers joy in every bite. Minimum purchase may apply. Again, omahasteaks.com/VSIN. Get your holiday gifts ordered now. Chris Piper, Las Vegas Pro Bettor in the studio as we continue. And, Chris, you finished in the top eight of this contest a couple of times right now. You're in eighth at 48 and 43.
Correct.
How do you like this week's card in general?
I really didn't like it because we only had seven college games to go for, so you had 14, mm-hmm. you know, with the totals, 14 the picks to play. I didn't see anything very much in the NFL, so I had to go with the some of the college. Well, six of my plays are college. So
Alex White's going to be on the show here in studio in the final hour, and Alex has been strictly a college football handicapper throughout this contest. Now you've got to jump into the NFL. This Correct. Is where it gets a little bit more difficult for those who love the college football betting like you do. And you did not play I mentioned you played the total, Ohio State, Indiana, over 48. You did not play the side. Were you close to playing the side?
I was close to playing the side, but my heart was thinking, my head was thinking, going, no, let's just have a high-scoring game here.
Okay. SEC championship, you did pick a side, and you went with Georgia minus two against Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, Georgia, they're minus two against Alabama. They've always had trouble with Alabama, but I think they're third in the rankings right now. If they win, they'll stay there. They'll have a bye. If they lose, they'll be out of there, and they'll probably have a home game. And then, if they do win, there's a possibility that Alabama is out of there, and someone else gets in there, Miami or Notre Dame. Who knows?
Well, let's talk about this. So you're not on the official college football playoff committee. But no. You do have an opinion here. You brought in your notebook.
I always have an opinion.
You've got a bunch written down here, and then you've got your 12 teams ranked that you believe should be in the playoff. Tell us your 12.
Okay, my 12. I just want to see the best teams out there. Ohio State 1, Indiana 2, Georgia, Texas Tech, Oregon, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, Alabama. I'm kind of flipping a coin there. Could be Texas in there. Miami, Notre Dame, and Vanderbilt.
So Miami and Notre Dame in. Vandy, you left out the group of five team, obviously, and no ACC.
No, I don't want to see a point spread of 17 or 21, you know, because that's what's going to happen when they do play.
You do have Miami in from the ACC, but not the ACC champ, talking about the Virginia Duke game.
No, I don't like either team. Right. I mean, you got a five-loss Duke team, and you also have Virginia that I'm not impressed with.
Texas looks like it's definitely going to be on the outside looking in. Do you have a problem with that?
No, I think they replace Alabama. If Alabama loses against Georgia, Texas gets in.
And you think Miami and Notre Dame are both going to get in, and Texas also gets in?
That would be my, you know, I mean, I'm not a member here or whatever, but I want good solid teams. That's right. What I'm looking for. I don't want these teams, you know, North Texas they win or whatever, or James Madison wins. I mean, you're going to be a 20-point dog.
I'm in favor of a 16-team playoff bracket like the NCAA tournament, right. Sweet 16, where one plays 16, you don't have any byes, two plays 15, and I think that would settle all these issues. Miami and Notre Dame would be in. Texas would be in.
Correct.
We would have the best playoff if we had 16 teams in a bracket. Instead, we got 12, and we have these idiotic weekly debates about Alabama really had a gutsy call in that win against Auburn when Alabama was outgained by 130 yards against a team that finished 1-7 in the SEC, and the committee's impressed by that win.
Right. Well, you got presidents there. You got, you know, the committee members. I mean, they don't know what the fans want. I think the fans would. I mean, my 12, they would go like, yes, I would think so. I mean, you know, give or take. I don't want to see North Texas in there. Or James Madison or Virginia. Yeah. I just don't want to see those teams.
Well, you want the 12 best teams.
Right.
That's not the guidelines of the current playoff, but I think we could get best of both if we had a 16-team bracket.
True. But that's going to probably take another 10 more years.
It's progress in college football moves along at a glacier's pace. All right. So Chris Piper so far, Ohio State, Indiana over 48. Georgia minus 2. You got two games in action tonight. It's not looking good for UNLV right now, by the way. You got UNLV plus 5 and Boise up 14-0 on the Rebels. North Texas minus 2. How about the Big 12 championship game? Piper, we've got Texas Tech is a 12.5 point favorite. Chris Massaro was in studio first hour. He's with you on this side, laying 12.5 with the Red Raiders.
I see they're ranked fourth. They win this game. They win this game, and they're basically getting a bye. I think this is a big blowout. I think with the coach for BYU, all the talk with going to Penn State, I think that hurts.
You think that's a distraction this week?
I think it's a very big distraction. I think that Texas Tech has been playing. They have a chance, to win it all. I think they're one of the, that's why they're ranked number four. They have a great defense, and they play both sides of the ball. And I think the thing is, Texas Tech wins big. I think they win by more than 20.
First time around, 29-7. Texas Tech beat BYU about a month ago. All right, you're laying 12.5 with the Red Raiders. You're going to the MAC championship game. Western Michigan, a 1.5 point favorite against Miami. You're on the Broncos.
Yeah, this was one of my last plays. I just went with Western Michigan. Finn, the quarterback for Miami, he's basically no longer on the team. He played against Western Michigan. I just think that Western Michigan has been playing really well lately, and I think that they're the better team right now, so that's how I played. I think that was my seventh play, actually.
Well, we're going to get to your best bet. Yeah, so the MAC championship game was one that barely made your card.
Yes.
Let's take a look at the card for Frank Betty and Anthony Curtis right now. You're in eighth. They are in 10th. And Frank B and AC, professional gamblers, follow Anthony Curtis at the Las Vegas Advisor. You can follow at LVA Tweet or LasVegasAdvisor.com. 46-44-1, 49.5 points. Best bets, 6-7 for the Frank B and AC team. And here are the plays this week for those two. And they like to play correlated parlays. They've got one here in the Big Ten championship game. Ohio State minus 4.5 and Ohio State, Indiana over 48. Also on the card for Frank B and AC, Vikings plus 2 against the Commanders. Browns minus 4.5 against the Titans. Steelers plus 6 against the Ravens. I mentioned tonight's game. Boise State minus 5 is on the Betty Curtis card. Broncos minus 5 against the Rebels in the Mountain West Championship. And the best bet for Frank B and AC, Rams minus 8.5 at the Cardinals. And that's a segue, Chris Piper, to your best bet. And that's on the Texans-Chiefs game. Rams, Cardinals over 47.5. For Frank B and AC, Rams minus 8 at Cardinals, best bet. Your best bet's on the Sunday night game. You're playing Texans, Chiefs under 42. This is the only NFL game that made your card. Houston, Kansas City under 42 Sunday night.
It's the only game I looked through the whole entire card of the NFL. It was the one that basically struck out for me. And I looked at it going like, well, you got the Texans, who basically are one of the top defenses.
Number one scoring defense in the NFL.
That's correct. Yep. And then you got Kansas City, a must win. They'll probably have, and they have all their offensive line, except for one, is out. Mm-hmm. And I believe that it will be a very easy, I think it's going to be an easy win. I don't see them scoring, both teams scoring more than 30 here. It's going to be very cold there. And It was the only game that I saw in the NFL that I really liked. So it was like, and I said, that's my best bet. I could have gone college, but I said, I'm going to go with this game.
All right, you have the number one scoring defense in the league, the Texans at 16.5 points a game, and the number seven scoring defense in the Chiefs at 19.3 points a game. Must win sort of game for the Chiefs, and know they have to run the table to get into the playoffs. No play on the side for you?
No. No play. Okay. I think it's a tough game. I mean, it was 3.5. If it was like 2.5, I'd probably take Kansas City at home. But it's 3.5. I'm going they won a lot of close games last year. This is probably, their last run, to make the, if they don't win, they don't make the playoffs.
Texans Chiefs under 42, the best bet for Chris Piper. Chris, thanks for stopping by. Great to see you tonight.
Yep.
Best of luck in the Indiana-Ohio State game tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
And next hour, Jason Jarvis, contest co-leader, joins us. Stay tuned to the Friday Football Invitational, the Sports Betting Network.